pours my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me where he leads me. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow where he leads me.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quit this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quit this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, oh, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, all this morning, TNC. Here's our cup. We're asking you, Daddy God. Here's our cup. Fill it up and make us whole. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All alone, my pilgrim journey, Savior, yeah, me walk with thee close to thee, close to thee, close to close to thee. All along this pilgrim journey, Savior, let, oh Father, let, Savior, let me walk with thee. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this old world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. All this morning, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonder face, and the things of this world, all the things of this world, everything in this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you, God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for those words that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you that you have given us the faith that can move mountains in the name of Jesus. It moves the mountain of COVID-19. It moves the mountain of strokes. It moves the mountain of cancer. It moves the mountain of words spoken against us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to get together as a family this morning here on the Master's Call. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, for God, for how they so obediently stepped into this space that you gave them over 10 years ago. And look at where we are now. God, just adding regularly to our numbers, to the family. We give you praise, God. Now we ask that you bless them indeed, that you strengthen them, oh God. And Father, we pray a special prayer for Mother Josie, God, that today, God, is even better than the day before and the day before that, Lord, that she will be on her way home. Oh, God, we thank you for everyone who is attending to her. God, we command, oh, God, this morning, God, that we walk in favor. Lord, we lift up our speaker. We thank you, God, for the word that's going to come forth, Lord, that is going to literally change things, oh, God, in our lives. God, we thank you, and we ask you bless the speaker, that you continue to keep them in your safekeeping, God. And now, dear God, we ask that you continue to be with each and every person who came in this morning, those who introduced themselves and those who did not. God, you know exactly what you have for us today. And so we step into it, God, knowing that no weapon shall form against us. None. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for the dearest of your own family, that you continue to prosper them in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory for this day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. It is in your precious name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, thank you so much, my family, for allowing me to be your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I sincerely love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone. I tell you, with the spirit of the true and living God dwelling on the inside of you and the love of the Lord in your heart, thank you so much for all that you do. And we're praying that you recover as well from your dental experience. We thank God also for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who brought us before the presence of the Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, until it overflows. I love that song, And Close to Thee. Those are definitely some songs I do remember from back in the day. And it's good to go back and just meditate and dwell in the presence of the Lord with those old songs. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, greeting each and every one of you and saying welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary on this wonderful, crisp, 39-degree weather here in Mississippi. I'm loving it. Here on the Master's Call, Listen, let me just share with you, this call started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, standing on God's Word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission definitely is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers each and every day. We're here every Monday through Friday as you begin your day. And so we encourage you to share with others as well. We have a website that you can go to 24/7. It's called themasterscall.net. It is themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived there, so you can get a word any time of the day. And I tell you, be blessed. And also, the bios of our speakers are there. And then, too, you'll see that we have a theme for the year 2021. Here we're talking about God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. I'm telling you, that's it's powerful if you meditate on that. You might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, a host, or you may even have a song in your heart or a word that God has given you. Listen, send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And we definitely want to hear what God has placed on your heart. And this, we're in the middle of a fast. Yes, a 40-day fast. Today we're on day 32, where we are confessing that we're only progressing and we are experiencing no setbacks. Hallelujah. We have a life filled with success. We will persist until we succeed. Isaiah 54:17 says, as Minister Willa said, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Glory to God. That's a good word to stand on today. So listen, this is what brought us all together, this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established well over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we definitely have some absolutely wonderful products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. Not only that, today is Testimonial Thursday with the wonderful host, Manager Dee Lee, that will have an awesome testimony that you can hear on the morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And I'm telling you, you're definitely going to have a treat hearing the great testimonies that come forth each and every Thursday here on the Morning Motivational Call. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have this dynamic woman of God who has been ministering to us for the past few days, and listen, what God has in her belly, she's been pouring out. And I hope you've been feeding and writing down what God has been instilling in her and bringing forth to us, because she is one of God's servants who says yes to the Master and says, "Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it." This we're talking about is Prophet Kai Brown, who was born in New York City and now resides in San Antonio, Texas. She has been ministering to us fit to the fullness. And you know what? She is a mother of a wonderful son, Christopher. She is a born-again believer. She is anointed and appointed prophetess. She is a blessed woman of God who has a book, When God Bursts the Ministry. You can go to Amazon or Noble and Books and Noble and find the book from there. And she is Barnes and Noble's, I rather. And she is a woman who's standing on God's word no matter what. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Prophet Kai Brown. out of San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Prophet Kai. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for setting the atmosphere and just ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And, of course, thank you, Minister Villa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Minister Brenda, our beautiful prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, we want to thank the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes. Their yes is why we can be here today for such a time as this. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our big brother and our daddy God, because without them, where would we be? So we're going to jump right into the Word, and we are just going to allow the Lord to have his way. When I started this series, Fit to Finish, we were talking about finishing this fast, strong, in a way that is pleasing to God, about shaking loose those old things and just allowing God to give us what we should be fasting and praying for these last 8 days. And the first thing we talked about was fit to finish, being focused on what God has called us to. And not only being focused, but then being intentional about doing the things he called us to do. And yesterday we talked about the fast as a whole and how we needed to refocus and be intentional about what this fast was meant to be, what God was calling us to do in this fast and in this season of fasting and praying. And when I started, there was an initial T in my head of being focused, intentional, and timely. But God said, no. The T needs to be transparent. We need to be focused, intentional, and transparent about what has happened during this fast. And so as I began to just look up scriptures on being transparent, Lord, what do you mean transparent? See, if we don't tell the stories of what God has done during this fast, then how do we build the kingdom? How do those testimonies come forward? How do people see what God is capable of if we aren't transparent about where we started this fast and where he's brought us to at the end of this fast? See, and I know that, I know transparent is for me because that is one of my struggles. I am a very private person. I don't really like to share a whole lot about what's going on with me about too many people. But the Lord said, if you are not transparent about what I am doing in your life, then how will people know and how will they desire more of what I have for them? So the third T, even though we are too to be timely with all that's going on with this fast, we are to be transparent. So when Dr. PK sent out that email and the Zoom request for the 12th, when we will be coming together to talk about the fast, to close the fast out, I was like, okay, Lord, that is the transparency we need to have with one another. But there's also a transparency that we need to have with the world so that they can see what God is doing, because we may be the only Jesus that they see. And so that transparency and talking about those things that God has brought us through during this time of fasting and praying can build the kingdom of God, can help add to the numbers, because God doesn't desire that any should perish, but all should be saved. So we have to do our part in evangelizing by sharing, by being transparent about what God has done during this fast. So we have to make sure, again, it's so much about us doing our part God always does his. But the manifestation doesn't come unless we're doing our. He's not going to bless us if we're just sitting back doing nothing and not being an active participant in what he's called us to be. We've got to be transparent. We've got to talk to each other. We've got to tell him, you know, I was in this place, but God brought me out. He sent me a lifeline through X, Y, and Z. He showed me the error of my way. And because of that, I have come out of my addictions. I'm able to walk whole and healthy. I'm able to do things I never thought I could do, but God. So we have to make sure that in this process, as we are focused in prayer and in fasting and in hearing God as to what he wants us to do during these last 8 days, that we are intentional, we are on purpose, we are doing it according to what he's called us to do, but that we are also being transparent, sharing with our prayer partner the struggles that we have during this time of fasting and praying. Because our prayer partners are there, one, to keep us accountable, but two, to help us push through and pray for us as we are going through whatever this season of fasting and praying is for. Are you being transparent with your prayer partner, or are you all just staying on the surface? Have you dug and dived into those issues, those circumstances, those situations? Or are you just giving lip service to God and praying on the surface? Ephesians 4 and 5 is something we should be doing with our prayer partners. Therefore, having put away falsehoods, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Are we being transparent with our prayer partners? Are we speaking the truth with our neighbors? Because in all honesty, we are members one of another. So that transparency needs to be there. That honesty, that truth needs to be there. So as we begin to share one with another, as we begin to just push into God, and you know, I know people are like, oh, I don't know my prayer partner, I don't know if I can trust that. It's not that we're trusting that person, but we're trusting God in that relationship. We are trusting the God in our prayer partner. We are trusting the Holy Spirit that rests, rules, and abides in our prayer partner. So we have to be transparent. We know that God has ordained this time of prayer and fasting. We know that our leadership has given us prayer objectives that we pray for corporately during this artist fast. But we have to do our part in our personal fasting and praying. However it is God led you to fast, because there is no right or wrong. It's according to what God has called each of us to during this time. Dr. PK was talking about her 24 hours away from the television and social media and what God did in that time for her. But that's what he called her to for that time. Are we focused in enough to hear what he's calling us to for a specific time during this fast? Are we that focused? Have we pushed in prayer that much that we know If not, we've got 8 days. It's not over yet. If you need to turn and repent and tell God you're sorry and then press back in, then that's what we do. If we've fallen short and, you know, went crazy and had a day where we ate all kinds of stuff, then we repent and we keep moving. We don't choose as children of God to stay in a fallen state. But we get up and we dust ourselves off and we're transparent with our prayer partner about it. And we ask them to pray our strength in whatever that thing is. And we know that our God is a God who will forgive us. And then we step back in to what he's called us to. See, but that transparency helps us grow in the wisdom, grace, and knowledge of God. That transparency helps us remain accountable and doesn't give the enemy a secret that we're holding on to, trying to keep it from somebody when God already knows. That transparency helps us to remain accountable. I don't know about you, but sometimes I need some earthly accountability. I need somebody to pull my coattails and say, hey, sis, you're not walking this right. But we as prayer partners and accountability partners need to do that in love. We're not trying to beat anybody over the head. But we do it in a way that is loving and that is kind and that is respectful. Proverbs 28 and 13, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. See, transparency, transparency allows us to obtain mercy. But if we think we're hiding something, we may be able to hide it from man for a little while, but God will reveal it, and it will come to light. So we might as well go ahead and confess our sins because we know he is faithful and just. 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, but that requires transparency. And how we choose to try and not be transparent with God is beyond me at times. Because it's not like he doesn't know already. See, our being transparent, our confession is a part of our repentance. It's a part of turning it over to God and asking him to forgive us. See, that is our part. And then he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, that requires transparency. And our prayer partners in our transparency is supposed to help nurture us and build us up and pray for us. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. See, that is what we do in keeping each other accountable. We don't do it in a way that's mean or shows malice. We do it in a way that is loving, that is nurturing, that shows that we have the mercy of God residing in us. Now, I know for a long time that was a challenge for me because as an engineer and left, right is right and wrong is wrong. But God had to deal with my heart and remind me of where I fall short and how I need mercy. And he had to ask me, what if I treated you that way, daughter? What if I beat you over the head every time you fell short? Because right is right and wrong is wrong. And the Holy Spirit had to minister that thing to my spirit. And it changed my life. Because I understood, okay, what if God gave me what I deserve? That's a scary thought. And so mercy needs to proceed out of our mouth. Loving kindness and peace with our prayer partners when they are transparent with us. We don't get to sit in judgment. But instead, we should meet people where they are and love and pray for them until God takes them to where they need to be. That's not our job. That's God's job. And he does it so much better than any of us can do anyway. So we have to make sure that in our prayer partners being transparent with us, we don't wound them or bruise them or cause them, you know, to draw back into a turtle shell because we aren't loving and merciful and that we don't pray for them, but instead we judge them. That relationship with your prayer partner has to be a place of non-judgment. It has to be a safe place where they can come and sit at the feet of Jesus and know that they will be loved and nurtured and that they will be prayed for sincerely. Okay, so I thought I was going to finish this today, fit to finish with this fast, but I did not. So hopefully Dr. Vanessa will be kind enough to give me her day tomorrow so that we can wrap up this series, Fit to Finish, Finishing the Fast Strong. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. I tell you, fit to finish. I'm saying fit to fullness. Listen, both of them all right with me because I'm getting full off of this word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophet Kai, for that awesome word to let us know we need to be transparent. And I'm telling you, in this day and in this season, it is so crucial. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for being the awesome God that you are. Oh, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before the world was set in place and the earth was put in place and the mountains were put in place, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are still God. We thank you, Lord, for this awesome woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, telling us that we should be transparent, that we should open up to let you use us to your glory. Lord, it reminds me, you said in your word that the work you have begun in us, you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we speak that over all our listeners this morning, Lord God, even those that didn't make it to the call. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for filling our cups as we lay everything before you. You told us to cast our every care upon you because you care so much for us. Thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of the living God, rest, ruling, and abiding with us, Lord God, opening us up, Lord God, to be transparent and to be real with one another. Thank you, Father God, that the Spirit of the living God will abide in us to each and every day, Father God, till you get all the glory and others will be edified. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God, pour back into her virtues of blessings. Keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. Thank you for blessing her day and the days to come, Father God, even as she pours into others as she does her work for her job. Lord God, thank you for keeping her in every way. Father God, we thank you for our mother Josie. We thank you for healing her and completing her in you. Thank you, Father God, that she is a testimony for others to see that God is real in her life and in the lives of others who's prayed for. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for Minister Sharon, Minister Willis, Sir John, Anthony, Lewis Jr., Ronnie, Xavier, Darwin, all those, Father God, that are having health challenges, we come before you and we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for keeping the bereaved families, the Booker family, Frazier, the Walker family, the Scott family, the Sims family, Lord God. Place your arms around them and let them know that you've never left them or forsaken them. We glorify you and we honor you for Artist Life life in its entirety. Continue to bless Mama and Papa, Elvian and Alejandro, and all those that are working diligent, Lord God, to keep this company in the fullness of your love and your greatness. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing for each and every person on this call. Bless them and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise and the glory. And we say hallelujah and amen. I will now say that you definitely have to share this with somebody. The playback number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call is next, Testimonial Thursday with Manager D. Lee. A great testimony. I'm sure it's going to come forth, maybe among others. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Remember, day 32 of our fast, we confess that we are only progressing and we are experiencing no setbacks. We have a life filled with success, and we will persist until we succeed, using Isaiah 54:17. We love each and every one of you. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing God to use you and bringing us before the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the precious love of God in your heart. And thank you again, Prophet Kai, for this awesome word. Would you please close us out with the benediction?
And, of course, thank you to our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General Minister Brenda for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time where we are yet again allowed to come into your presence. Sit at your feet, O Heavenly Father, as you just do what you do so well in being merciful and being kind and being loving to us, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for our prayer partners. We thank you for each and every day that is remaining in this fast. Father God, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we just want to make sure that we glorify you, that we magnify you, and we say thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that has come from you during this time. Lord, we bless you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, go out and be those wonderful ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.